Five, four, three, two, boom! And you are listening to Flowing with Famous, your All Fresno podcast, where we talk about all things Fresno, whether that is politics, pop culture, food, life, art. I am Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. A Famous Whitewater. With me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Mike, how are you?
I'm here. I'm great.
Yes. It's been a while since we have...
enjoying my last of my Fresno summer nights.
Oh, I know. What happens now?
It doesn't get cold and rainy and
crap. Is it? Huh.
So, soak it up.
Because I was looking at the forecast and I wasn't actually looking, but someone told me 104. There's 100 degree weather still to come.
Soak it up, bro. Okay. Fresno nights.
All
right. I heard, so we have all this
El Nino
is coming. Uh-huh. Look out.
Yeah.
It's going to be biggest rain. But the Farmer's Almanac states that December is going to be wet, but the rest of the time is not.
Oh, okay.
And the Farmer's Almanac is 95% accurate.
Wow. Well, there you go.
So just look for December to be deluge, and then the rest of the time be like, man.
Hopefully we'll get enough. That would
mean, enough it'll to just at least stave off.
Satiate, If we could kill the fires, that would be good enough.
Yeah, at least put
enough.
The fires
Can
out.
Can you put the fires out?
The very
then we'll
least.
Then we'll be fine. So
that means January is going to be foggy.
Oh, that'll be nice. It's been a while since we've had some real heavy-duty fog, and I've missed it. I've missed it.
I do, too. If I don't have to drive in it, I like it.
Right. Yeah. I don't like driving in it. I like walking around in it.
Yeah. So I don't know what's the properties, but for some reason it quiets everything.
Yeah. It's real nice.
I don't know how that works.
Real nice. But. Scary. Perfect for the new year.
Here we're in September talking about fall.
Right. So, where do we want to begin with all the stuff that we've
missed? Something that's back. One of my childhood biggest memories as a Fresno child.
Yeah.
And with most people. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the reason why it came back.
Yeah.
Storyland.
This is the comeback story of the year.
Comeback of the year. Storyland.
Yeah. No, I mean, really, because... for those who haven't been following, and I think most people probably were following this, because like you said, Storyland, this place, Storyland and Playland, and you can't, it's difficult because they're two different things, but they're also the same thing.
Right.
But it's been around for so long. Playland, like 60 years, Storyland, 50-some years, right? Yeah. And And over the years, like, varying levels of success, I think, right? Like, at one point in time, Storyland Playland was, like, the thing that you did, right? Like, if you grew up in a certain time.
When I grew up in the 70s as a kid.
Kid, right.
And that was the, you know, biggest memory is Storyland Playland. More so than the zoo for me. Like, the zoo, similar memories, but the Storyland, even more so than Playland, Storyland was just, I don't know, more ingrained in me.
I do not, I didn't grow up in Fresno proper. I grew up in Kingsburg, but I'm a little younger than you, but I don't have memories of Storyland per se. And I don't really have any like hardcore memories of Playland, but I do know there is a photo somewhere of me, like, on the roller coaster.
Yeah, the dragon roller coaster.
The dragon roller coaster. And I kind of remember that. So, anyway, earlier this year...
it shut down.
Word came out that they weren't going to be able to stay open. Or that they weren't going to open for the spring season.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't have enough money, essentially, to operate them or to open them in a way that was going to make any money, you know.
Yeah.
Make any money. And the whole thing was just kind of eh. And so it shut down. And there was some question for a while as to what was going to happen because they, shortly after it shut down, the word came out that they were going to need $850,000 to get both of the parks to a level that would be worth opening again, viable, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and then, it, like, at least for me, after all that, you know, people, like, were talking about for a while, and then I, it just sort of went off of my radar. And then this weekend, boom, grand reopening.
Boom.
Storyland.
Boom.
And which was like kind of out of nowhere. And so what happened was the zoo corporation, Fresno Chaffee Zoo Corp, they came on board and they said, look, we will help out Storyland Playland. It's in our best interest to kind of help out. So they put together a new board of directors for Storyland Playland, and they brought in a bunch of people from the community, and they set about helping them fundraise and do all this stuff. And so here we are, you know, whatever, however many months that is later, grand reopening, and they were open for Labor Day weekend. I think they're going to close now, and then they'll reopen in April, and hopefully... in April, they'll have several new attractions for Storyland, and Playland will be back up and functioning with all 10 of its
rides. That'd be cool to have a new attraction at Storyland.
Yeah, yeah.
Was there any word on what exactly it'd be, or just...
Yes, there is a, I don't know, crooked path, the crookedest path or something.
Uh-huh.
And some of it's sort of, it's already kind of in place for them to do this. So I think it's going to end up being like some kind of maze thing based on the crooked world, the crookedest path. I don't know, something like that. The Jack and the Beanstalk may be coming back.
That was legally possible.
They're working hard to make that come back. They want to. I mean, they know that it's kind of...
They make it as tall... There's no way they'll make the slide as tall as it was when I was a kid.
It's still there.
I'm not old enough to... I am old enough to remember going down the Jack and Beanstalk slide. And that was like big
there.
Time.
And you know, yeah. So they might be able to do it. Did you go to the reopening?
I have, no, we had other huge family in town all weekend, so...
I went to... So they had the reopening, and then they had like an after party adults kind of... gathering thing, and you know, and I also went and met kind of beforehand to talk with them for a story I did on the Fresno Bee, and looked awesome. I mean, you know, I think as good as... So one of their thing, the thing they wanted to do with this was make it as good, look as good as it had in decades, you know,
right
so that people could come in and go, okay, I understand what this is all about now, let's do it, you know, because they still obviously need to raise some money. I think they've raised close to $500,000, so you know, they still need another 350 or whatever to get Storyland up and going, and then really
Playland.
Playland and put it all back together how it would be. But eventually, you know, what they want to do is something where, you know, they kind of work with the zoo so that, you know, when the zoo has Zoo Lights or Zoo Boo or any of those things, then Playland, Storyland will be open, the train will be running, and, you know, they can kind of... So.
Yeah, Storyland would be cool with the lights, with doing a Christmas theme. It's almost like made more for that kind of walking around for
than the
for
zoo
lights, than the
zoo,
zoo
is probably So I don't know if they'll do that exact same, but they want to kind of share kind of calendar stuff like that, and so yeah, I mean, from what I've seen, I think, you know, the thing is so ingrained in Fresno, and you're, I think, a good example. Like, you know, you have memories of it. I'm sure that you would want to take... Have you ever taken...
Oh, yeah. I've taken before, and...
And so you would...
She has a key and everything, so...
And so you would you would want to... And I think there are a lot of people like that, whether they're parents who went there as kids.
Yeah,
and
I want her to have a similar...
Right
thing, you know,
and a lot, for a lot of people, it's that, you know, where it's like their parents, now they want to go because they went as kids. A lot of people, their grandparents, you know, who went there back in the day and saw how awesome it was and that kind of stuff. So
but it's just a it's just a nice, simple,
yeah,
thing, cheap thing to take them to,
right?
and well, to burn a couple hours.
And it definitely, these kind of places, there's one in Oakland. I don't know if you've ever been.
I've heard of it. I think because Children's, I think you told me
Children's Fairyland, I think is what it's called. And it's cool. And it's very much the same thing, you know. Uh-huh. But it does very well, you know. So
yeah, there isn't like a ton of them. No. Not like it's, you know, a somewhat unique thing for Fresno to have, to keep around, especially something from, you know, that era from the 60s, right?
Yeah. It opened in 1964, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then I think that Playland actually opened before. Playland was open in the 1950s, I believe. But
it's not many of those kind of things.
No, yeah.
Right.
And so it's really cool. And I think if they can play into the synergy with the zoo, especially with the zoo.
Zoo's about to pop.
About to, right.
The Serengeti or whatever.
Right, and I think the African exhibit opens in October. And so if they can really start to do those kind of things, I think it'll be awesome. It will make Roding Park, you know, really a place that people, not that people want to go there now. I drove by this weekend and there were more than enough people there. But it will definitely be a selling point for that part of town even, you know.
I wonder how much, because I don't, from the plans for all the new stuff, I didn't see any plans for like new parking, right? Pretty much going to be the same parking as always.
Yeah, which is less.
Which is bad, which, which is rough is anyway before. Yeah. Now it's going to be pretty, really rough.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything about that. So that would be one thing to worry about.
That's what we worry about in Fresno parking. Can I park my car by it?
Right, yeah. So that's reopened and definitely worth checking out. I think they have a website, savestoryland.com or something. You can go there and you can donate.
In the show notes.
Yeah. So, and definitely do, if you're at all interested, go and donate and help because, you know, it's Fresno loves it. Yeah. And why not?
I'm glad that it just feels like, I don't know if it speaks to Fresno now being more positive, or maybe it's just the internet. I don't know that. It seems like 20 years ago, 15 years ago, even 10 years ago, it would have just died.
Yeah.
And nothing would have happened. There would have been, you know, a week.
Weeds growing.
About a week of people going, oh, man, that's Storyland. And then it would be.
Donald Trump would have come in for a quick second.
I can make this the best story.
The best Storyland
ever.
We'll bring Storyland to its glory. Bring Storyland back to its.
I want to make Storyland great again. How so? By making it great stuff.
Come on.
Well, okay, what's your plan? To make it great.
All right. No, you go back to podcasting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go back to your little podcasting. Stop asking questions.
Anyway, so that happened. Storyland, yay. That's a feel-good story, man.
Feel good, man. Yeah. Feel good, Fresno.
Yeah.
See, we can pull together for things.
Yeah, we should be happy about that.
Cool things.
Things south of Shaw.
Oh, speaking of.
Oh,
cool things south of Shaw. The Grizzlies are the best.
Yay!
Team in baseball.
Woo! Triple A ball, right? Or all ball.
Well, you could extrapolate it to all ball if you, you know.
Yeah, if you wanted to weights, do measures. Those things. I mean, I know that they won more games this season than in franchise history for them.
Yeah.
And first time in the playoffs
since they moved downtown.
1988 or whatever.
First time. Yeah, it was later.
98.
Yeah, 98.
Something like that. Right. Let's see.
Played in Biden for a while came to town.
Yeah. I think 1998. So first time there, most games won. I mean, they're awesome.
They're the best. Best baseball team ever.
How does that translate to? And I mean, we've been talking about the Grizzlies all year, all season, and how awesome we think they are. Does that translate to ticket sales? People liking them in town?
I don't know. I think the attendance is good. It's not bad or any. I don't know that we're number one in PCL. Sure. Right, I haven't checked.
Okay.
But we're fine, you know, it's
yeah,
doing
we're not,
I
don't, we're
yeah,
not
I'm waiting to see it after the season's over and see like what we were compared to a right. Giant, the old Giants right. affiliate.
Well, you know, I mean, they so definitely had a couple of big games, like that mm-hmm. taco truck throwdown was yeah. huge. I think the one or two of the other
the fireworks nights usually you know, hit. Fourth yeah. of July night is usually a sellout.
I was
opening
there.
Opening weekend was huge.
I was there on Monday, last Monday.
Okay.
I threw out the first pitch.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me this?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know this?
Oh, yeah.
Was this on the internet?
It was, briefly.
What? Let me. Has it been pulled down?
No, no.
You got YouTube to pull it down?
It was like the 50 Cent. no, it wasn't that bad.
No, oh, yeah. So, how did, yeah, tell me this story.
So the B has a sponsorship, you know, with the Grizzlies. Okay. And so as part of that, one of the things we get to do is throw up first pitches. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's like Fresno B night every Monday or whatever. And they have different people come and throw mm-hmm. out. I think Bethany threw out a first pitch at one time.
Don't
and,
tell me Bethany's is better than yours, bro.
Well, see, I don't know. Because she definitely didn't throw from the mound.
She's, you did not
I threw
go to the
from
mound.
The mound.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
crazy.
But listen to this. So I didn't think I was going to make it. Because everyone was like, throw from the mound.
Yeah.
Okay. So, before so when you throw out the first pitch, I was not aware of this, but there it's not the first, there are like several people throwing out the first pitch
sometimes,
yeah, so
depends. Sometimes it's just right. one, sometimes
like
it can
when
be
Bethany
several.
Did I think there were five people
wow okay.
or something
at the same time or
like you know one after the other oh, like okay. they you know a whole thing
because sometimes they'll do it at the same time
oh too. Yeah that'd be cool
there's all kinds of mix yeah then you could kind of hide
so so the night I was there, they had this, I don't know, some local nonprofit gave this woman a car. Uh-huh. And so they gave her a car. And so she was throwing out the first pitch. So she goes first. And she was like all kind of nervous before, you know, had her high heels on. She had to take
oh,
them,
no.
she had to take them off to walk to the,
yeah,
to the,
that's to
the
choice.
Mat, you know, to the thing. And so she gets out there. Perfect. Perfect pitch
what?
Right over the plate.
What?
It was just like
she,
awesome.
Did she throw overhand?
Yeah, she threw what overhand. Just sailed in right. Awesome. So then I get up and I'm like, oh man. And I really thought that I wasn't going to get it, that I might struggle to get it to the,
right.
To the plate. And so I threw it and it made it. It was a little bit wide and kind of in the dirt, but he got to it. So.
Oh yeah, oh he yeah. So he didn't have to. It he caught it.
Yeah, he had to move and okay. quickly to get there. But yeah, he
that's,
caught it. Yeah.
See, that's not horrendous. That's
so
the ones that are bad is where the catcher can't do anything.
Right. Like and like just, 50 Cent yeah. throwing it into. Yeah. anyway, no, it was fine. My point of that whole story was I was there on that Monday. It was one of their last. I think it might have actually been the. Oh, no, it was the last game because now they're doing the countdown.
The playoffs now.
But it was one of the last games, and there wasn't a huge crowd. It was very,
yeah.
very sparse. But everyone seemed to be still having a good time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here's the thing that I've noticed, though. I've seen way more people sporting the shirts,
mm-hmm.
sporting the hats, you know, supporting the
yeah,
team
yeah.
from a
There's
branding
more gear flowing around
right
now.
From a branding standpoint, and if that makes the money, really, who cares? you
yeah.
know how many people you know? Maybe the Grizzlies
yeah, they've
just
done
become
better branding, and I yeah
a clothing line or something. But no, I think they did a really good job, and it's cool to have a winning. It feels
yeah,
good.
They are a playoff team, and the Astros are going to be in the playoffs. Pretty much probably more than likely. So it'll be fun to see some of the Grizzlies will
right.
be playing in the playoffs in the major leagues and they're playing in the playoffs in the PCL. So,
well, so everyone
the
always
Giants
says
probably aren't going to make the playoffs.
Whoa. And, everyone always says that Fresno loves a winning team.
Yeah.
This is what I hear. So I'm interested to see, you know, at the end of the season, at the end of everything, when it's all said and done, you know, how did it all play out ticket wise? You know?
Yeah, we'll do it next episode. We'll be able to break that down.
so, but I'm,
oh man, it's these
Sorry.
Fires, the rough fire, bro.
yeah, right.
Getting to you.
But But I'm proud of those guys. I think they did a really good job with all of, and there's still some, a few, few games left.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're in the playoffs now. It's season's over.
Oh, I thought today. There were a few games left. Yeah, no, today was the $1 game.
Yeah.
So today was the last day. Playoffs. But there still is, one more at least, like night, what do they, promo night. It's the rib throwdown. And I can't even remember who is competing.
Oh, gee. Would it be the rib guy?
Well, the rib guy, I think, is either the judge or the host or something. Let me see if I can find this out.
We made our national news Fresno story for this episode is rib guy. He takes pride in ribs. prideful ribs. I tried to get that hashtag started.
Did it work?
No.
Well, maybe it will now.
Prideful ribs.
Yeah.
He takes pride in his ribs. Yeah, I got my kids out, blah, blah, blah. But these ribs.
I had to say
that. I was like, man, I got to get these ribs out.
So Fresno man saves ribs and family from fire.
Oh, yeah, and
the family. And his family. But anyway, so the Grizzlies are.
The ribs are good.
Did they?
Did they? Did you not see the video?
Nah.
He is prominently displaying the ribs in the video.
I don't watch those videos.
He's like, I know this is TV.
After
I'm putting my ribs, look at, and those ribs look good.
They do actually look.
They look good.
After Kai, the hitchhiker,
you got burned. After Kai, you're like, I just
Fox
can't
20,
handle.
The KMPH. They mess with me. I don't appreciate it. After Kai, I was like, no, I'm not going to watch your video.
If you could hear in the video, like, the reporters, it sounded like there were several around, and, like, they were just, couldn't handle what was happening. They knew what they had on their hands, and they're like, wow. He was just, like, ready-made for TV. He was ready to be on TV. He knew it was coming. It was like, here's my shot.
Do you think that, like KMPH, do you think that there are people who are better at getting that kind of stuff?
I don't know.
Than,
yeah, that's the second time
it
for KMPH to get a
maybe more
viral video.
I mean, maybe more because they were the ones who really caught that the transgendered stabbing. I mean, they were the ones that really got that video up before anyone else.
Think about that.
You know, I kind of feel like they just have some kind of radar for this this crap. And they just catch you. And I don't mean to say crap. Maybe this dude's probably really nice. And
well, no,
you know, obviously,
you just mean for like the story,
right?
Just
right,
kinda, like,
right.
It's a little bit goofy when,
right?
But the craziest part about that video is that he's up at 3 a.m.
making
tending
ribs
to his ribs, and then there's a fire.
Tending, right.
Like, wait, he's going up barbecuing at 3 a.m. and
o'clock.
Then fire happens. Right. Seems kind of coincidental to me.
That's what I was wondering at first, before I had even seen anything. I was just like, did he start the what? What's going on?
Yeah, I didn't even understand all that.
National news,
I think,
man.
He was the neighbor.
Yeah, he was in the.
And
yeah.
He got his family out just in case.
Right. And then he got those ribs.
He made sure.
And then the quote from the fire chief or whoever on the scene was great because it was like, you know, I understand. I like ribs as much as the next person, but going back in to save, you know, anything.
Like, and then he's, they're like, "Well, did you get a? Are you okay? Do you have any smoke damage?" Oh, it's all my lungs. I always got smoke. I'm sorry. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So that's a great, great story, actually. Good little tie-in with the Grizzlies too. So you can look for that. They have the. It's great. Yeah, he's gonna be there judging. So
he's getting his
his 15 minutes.
Yeah,
whatever
minutes,
it is. 15
minutes
yeah.
of fame. He's got so band of the
band,
episode.
You
want
to go through it? Yeah.
Let's get some band of the episode.
All right.
We're on food tangent.
We're on
here.
A food tangent. Yeah. Pizza. It was National Pizza Day. On Saturday.
Wow. I
yeah.
missed out.
I missed. Oh, no, I did have pizza that day.
Pizzas. Damn it.
Saturday.
I didn't.
No. Well, so National Pizza, and I mentioned this because our band, our artist, I guess, of the episode is Halo the Human, aka Pizza Halo.
Pizza Halo.
Let's play a little.
Halo. Came from wicked beginnings. Reefer and syrup sipping, we coming close to the end. And the truth that they told in school is not crumbling in the fiction. It's hardcore. These people want more, but I never listen. They said I'm different. I'm wishing for premonitions and visions. Catholic, Muslim, or Christian. It's hard to fall in the system. Bunch of contradictions. I'm ducking, dodging the prison. We all the same siblings. But we turn into competition. And my mama said, stand up for yourself. Cause people pull our phones instead of giving you some help. Deal with it, I'll get dealt. It's all about the wealth in this world. Hardest feeling I ever felt.
Look back. To where midnights broke their sleep, awaken our memories of when we would make believe. Collide, colors of the masquerade, watch as they fall away. Faceless under faces made.
Hey, love. Coming to an end and all we do is just wait. So big to hibernate and wake up in new states. It's a journey, protect your heart, it's fragile to break. Your girl late, now she pregnant and expecting a date. It's a dark place, got your back against the wall. Everybody greedy, most of these people want it all. I just want enough, enough of me and my family. Nothing that's too fancy, I'm daydreaming off Zanny, so
look back.
So that's Pizza Halo and rapper, MC. I tried explaining this to Chuck Leonard. You know, I'm on Chuck Leonard's TV show.
All right.
Central Valley Buzz or whatever it's called.
Fridays,
and
Fridays?
Yeah, Fridays. And I tried to explain, you know, Pizza Halo and what he did. And like, he's like, so he's a DJ? I'm like, no, he's an MC. What? He's a rapper. Huh? Some people just don't understand. Anyway.
I don't know how it's hard to tell with Chuck how much he's playing it
right
up or how much he really is confused by. Like, is he playing it?
Yeah,
up,
it's 50-50, I think. Really? I mean, half the time it's
Is he like, all right, I'm trying to be just, funny right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, he was just looking at me and I was like, oh man. So anyway, Pizza Halo, so he has a mixtape. Out, came out in July, called Pizza Halo, and it's really cool. If you haven't seen it, the pizza. I think the CD actually is a pizza. If I'm not mistaken, like I think you pull out the CD.
Okay, it looks like a pizza.
And it looks like
that makes sense.
A pizza, but this guy, he's a pizza fanatic. He's the reason that Poplo's.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Well, yes. We should be.
Yeah.
He's the reason that Popolo's has pizza fries.
Wow.
He's the inventor.
Here it is, the Popolo's
He didn't invent them.
He said, hey, make
me. But he said, hey, here's this thing. Can you do this? And they said, sure. Then they put it like on the secret menu. Then people kept asking.
Oh.
Now it's on actually. The
real menu? I got to check that out.
I think it's on the, yeah.
Hey, I want to do that. I'm going to think of something cool for Popolo's.
Can
say,
you,
though? Hey, yeah, I know. That's the thing. Can I do it? Like, hey, can you make this stuff?
And then, okay.
I come in here on the regulars. I heard a rumor, a very underground rumor, that Popolo's was looking at a new location.
Downtown?
It was going to close that location. I have no idea what the new location would be.
Well, if they move downtown.
Reggie 559 was giving me some info that their landlord wasn't very cool there.
Oh, okay.
And they were looking to see where else they could go.
Okay.
Which scares me because the booths, man, the booths.
Yeah.
I can't lose those booths. Right. And I would be worried those booths would not follow a new location.
You know, I hope that's not the case. Although, whatever they do, I think it'll be great anyway.
As long as they don't change it.
Right, yeah. If they still have the things that they had before, which...
don't go to Northeast Fresno.
Yeah, no. No, don't do that. Oh. Downtown.
Don't go to Northeast Fresno. Don't go to Colvis.
Speaking of...
Stay south of Shaw.
Downtown.
Or south of Herndon.
Downtown. Speaking of downtown, let me see if I can pull
what
this up.
What the hell is going on downtown? I walked a full mall the other day. Actually, I didn't.
Oh, no.
My family didn't. I met them with the car on the other side.
And how was it?
From the Tioga to, that's cool.
Went to Thieves.
Walk Tioga to Peeves.
The let's see. Recently, recently, the downtown Fresno partnership, aka downtown, well, which is the fundraising arm, I guess, of the downtown. I'm sorry, the Downtown Fresno Foundation, which is the downtown fundraising arm of the Downtown Fresno Partnership. Mm-hmm. They had their Create Now business plan competition. Did we talk about this on the show?
No.
Oh, I think we did, because then I asked, like, what are the businesses you want to see downtown?
Oh, okay.
Because for me, it was this. That. Yeah. So it was this big thing. They're like wanting to create new businesses. And so they're having this business plan competition. And for me, it was cool because it was an opportunity to go, like, what do we need to see downtown? What would you want to see? Okay.
I think mine was a big destination restaurant.
Yes, right. You wanted Fansler to come down.
Yeah, I wanted Fansler to make a restaurant downtown. Right.
So they have announced semifinalists for the competition. There's 10.
Okay.
And I'll just go through them quite quickly, because I think they're very interesting. So one is called Char, and I think that's short for Shock. Charcuterie. Charcuterie. It's a French word. This is a cafe. They actually are already, they have a place in downtown Visalia.
Okay.
It's a really cool kind of place. They have, like, you know, little artisan sandwiches and ice cream and that kind of stuff, coffee and whatnot. So they're looking to expand downtown Fresno. Number two is Eye Candy. This is a apparel and accessories they sell, make and or sell this. And I guess they already have a presence on Society 6. Do you know what this is?
I don't know
Society
6
is a website that they help. It's kind of like Etsy-ish.
Mm-hmm.
They help artists, mainly like visual artists, print artists, like, that do prints and that kind of stuff, sell their stuff. And so it's like Etsy in that way. You become a member, and then, you know, I can go to Society 6 and look at all of the artists that are listed there. So, and apparently Eye Candy already has a following on that website.
Okay.
And so they're looking to have a retail store, but then like a home base of operations.
Okay.
So this is one of the ones I had on
my... There's a lot of spaces underneath all those new lofts.
So this is one that I had on my list. This is a gym, and this one, it's called Fitness 365. It's a mid to upper scale 24-hour fitness center,
that's
providing
exciting.
Quality commercial weight and cardiovascular equipment on a 24-hour day or 24-hour, 365 days a year
that's
schedule.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That
would be great.
The Mural District, I would think the Mural District would be huge for that.
Yeah, all about it.
Yeah.
I think it would be great. House of Pendragon. So, you know, we know about House of Pendragon.
Brilliant.
I guess they are looking to build an additional retail tasting room, and they want to be downtown.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be super amazing.
Yeah. So, and that's one of the ones that...
To add that to Tioga.
One of the ones... So, part of this whole competition is, regardless of who wins, they want to have businesses that might just open anyway. You know, so this might be a business that might just open anyway. Because part of the process of this to determine who the winner is, the businesses, they go through like all of this kind of training and really hone their business plan so that by the end of this, the idea is maybe you win, maybe you don't, but you have a business plan that now you can move forward with if you do decide, like, hey, you want to open a business. Okay. Made for Them. So Made for Them is a... fashion retailer. It's a nonprofit, and the money they make goes to combat human trafficking. So they already are an established organization online, I guess, and so they want to have a design headquarters for the fashion and a retail location.
Yeah.
Papa Steve and Nenya. This retailer will offer custom made home furnishing and accessories, many made in store.
Hmm.
Raw Fresno, so this is the food truck, and they used, I want to say it used to be part of Organic Fresno.
Okay,
they had
that place on 99?
On 99, I think it's the same.
It's closed now.
The same people, they have a food truck, they're looking to open a cafe. Root, R-O-O-T, Root. This is billing itself as a downtown Fresno general store. Root will sell items such as clothing, home goods, skincare, fragrance, books, and other small treasures made by local artisans and other small U.S.-based companies. So this sounds a little bit like Miscellaneous Trading Company.
Okay.
You know that place?
Yeah.
It sounds,
Warner's building?
Yeah. It sounds a little bit like that place, mm-hmm. that kind of a place. So this one I think is really cool. Sample Sneaker Boutique. So this is a store where you can buy and or sell collectible sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of like people who sneakerheads, they call them.
Yeah,
and they love collecting all the.
That'd be cool.
I don't know, I'm Nike. Surprised. I don't even know.
Yeah,
but
I'm
anyway,
surprised that we don't have a shop like that or something.
You know, I mean, I think that there are. I think a lot of this stuff happens online.
Yeah.
I you think there really are a couple shops that like do it, but just not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this would be really cool. And then the last is Tree of Life Cafe. It's a fresh farm to table, home cooked comfort food establishment. So sounds a little bit kind of like Peeves or something. Yeah. Yeah. So now the semifinalists, they're going to be paired with like a kind of mentor, business plan mentor who will help them kind of get their business plan in top 10 shape. And then at the end of September, they're going to cut to 5 finalists and then hopefully by October, they'll have the winner, and in January, hopefully, we'll have at least one new business. So, I think that's really cool. Yeah, and they get a, like, you know, the winner gets a year of free rent, $10,000 in cash, and a bunch of other stuff. So, it's a pretty cool prize package, and I think it'll really set up a business to do well. Of those, is there one that sort of stands out in your mind?
Well, the easy pickings for me is the House of Pendragon one. I would love to see that.
I mean, I think that's the one that will work.
I think I think that Mural District needs a gym.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are good. I see why they're all in the top 10.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the gym is definitely the thing we need. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that would be the thing that would kind of change things the most, right?
Yeah.
And really, from an amenity
especially
standpoint,
24-hour,
right? Because the rest of these things, it's like, yeah, we have all of this kind of stuff,
yeah.
Really, and that's the only one that would really be like,
yeah, the
okay.
gym's the like thing that there just isn't that,
right?
And
I think that any of the food restaurant, the food places, I think would do well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they're all in line. I mean, this place in Visalia, very much, I could very much easily see that downtown Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same with the Tree of Life Cafe. Raw Fresno, I'm sort of up in the air about.
It's a niche thing.
Because it seems, and it's good. I've been there. I've eaten from the food truck, and I, you know. But it still, I think it seems a little weird to people. And it's called Raw Fresno. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it would do well, but custom-made furniture and accessories, I think that would be great. I think, you know, it could be fine, made for them. I think, you know, all of those kind of places would do okay. I mean, for me, it's really, you know, I think the gym, and I also think this Root place. I think Miscellaneous is a great store. I like it. I love what they're doing there. I think if they had another similar kind of store nearby, the synergy of it would.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's all happening. You can go to Downtown Fresno Partnership and find out more about each of those.
Try to link to that.
And we'll keep you up to date on that. I think it's really cool. I'm glad to see those. Those semifinalists. My question would be, and I think I'll pose this up on the blog at some point. But are these good choices? You know, what are we still missing? And I think, you know, we probably can already talk about the things we still think we need or want down there. But is this good? Is this a good start?
Yeah, it's definitely a good start. I mean, it doesn't have. I mean, for a program like that, I mean, some sort of huge restaurant, destination restaurant, I was talking about, is going to be in that kind of program.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, for those little things like that, it's perfect. I'm trying to think of something similar that would fit in that kind of a competition.
Right.
I don't know. I just think of nerdy shit, so it doesn't.
Right.
I was like, oh, comic book shop, beer, yeah. Comic book shop.
Beer, comic book. So I was talking to Roy Appleton, who works at the Bee. And he was talking about he's been going to pub quiz a lot, you know.
Okay.
At Dragon? House of Pendragon, okay. and others. But anyway, so he was talking about this movement, I guess, in most other places, and it hasn't really caught on here in Fresno, of like bars that aren't just bars, right? So it's a bar that's like you know, a boxing gym or a bar that has, he said he was somewhere.
Barcade places.
You know, he was somewhere and it was a bar, indoor volleyball courts, bar archery range. That
no.
one, yes, that's what he said.
No.
It seemed a little weird to me.
No, that is
I think a bar / shooting range would do well in Clovis. That's my own personal.
Yeah. Let's get that going in Clovis.
And
we'll pick off all the
right
people.
Anyway, I'm thinking, you know, something like, and that was one of the things in my list was I wanted some place that was a bar, a pizza parlor, something that had
cool?
extra stuff, you know, that had like,
you know, it'd be cool,
and not just
like
billiard,
something
pool
like
tables
a
or whatever.
Small. I don't know how. I mean, I'll bet the equipment is hella expensive to maintain in a small scale, but like a small bowl, like a bowling alley you see rich people have. Their own personal bowling alley with like six lanes or four lanes.
Right. That would be
have
awesome.
That, but have it's a craft beer bar, but it's got the
there's
bowling
a place
alley.
Like that. I believe I want to say it's San Francisco or Oakland.
Oh, okay,
that's a bowling alley like that. I think that would be great.
You just
if someone
just
was smart,
a lot of lanes. It's just
and they weren't. But if someone was smart, they would have bought a lane or a couple lanes from Cedar Lanes when it closed.
Just like, kept them and just like
so there and there actually is this thing. I don't know if you've played it at John's Incredible Pizza, but they have like it's called
they do have
it's
that.
Called Duck Pin or like Tim.
They
I think
have
it's
like
called
three lanes of
I think
like
it's called
little,
Duck Pin Bowling or something.
Yeah,
and the pins are smaller and you roll it. So something like that would be really cool because you know, like bowling balls and all that crap is kind of expensive. But if you could have just a tiny little ball,
they do have
and
that
could
there.
Be and
but
that could
we're
be
gonna
kinda
have.
Fun.
We're going to have a Dave & Buster's here at some point. They're going to build out
area. That's
so
true.
I don't know if Dave & Buster's has that or not,
but that could be cool.
Care.
Something like
I
that.
Need
yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah. Anyway, there it is. So think on that. Bar open. Bar.
You know, there's a couple peoples. That are huge. Like, it's a huge arcade / craft beer bar.
Yeah.
And. That's
and I don't even need anything like that. I mean, like, okay, arcade games could be fun, but I'm thinking like, you know, there's a place in Santa Cruz I think I've talked about before. I think it's called Bocce Cellars, and they have bocce ball, and it's this weird little house, and they have a bar, but they also it has indoor bocce ball courts, and you play bocce ball. So something like that would be cool, bocce ball courts, or I don't know,
shuffleboard.
Something. I mean, shuffleboard's cool. A curling, if they could, curling.
See, that
court.
Would be unique. You could get ice curling.
Gateway
be,
Ice Center
cool.
should become a bar.
Yeah, a bar with curling.
With curling, I don't even know if that would be. Anyway,
that would be sweet.
Yeah,
you couldn't, but yeah, with a bar and ice, that'd be bad. People be eating it,
right? It'd be awesome. The insurance would be a little crazy,
the insurance,
for sure. But
nobody insure them.
Yeah,
I don't even think D&D would insure.
They would be like, no,
no, Scotty, no. Well, we're talking about these places with food and beer, We have a Rocket Dog.
Oh, yes.
Opening up.
Tell me about it.
Rocket Dog on Shaw Avenue next to Heroes Comics.
Uh-huh.
Talking about comics and beer.
Comics and beer and hot dogs.
It's just opening this week, I think. And I've already thought, like, oh, I can just go to Heroes, buy a few comics. Comics I probably wouldn't care if I got mustard on or not. And just go walk over and go
get a beer, and a dog. And
read some of my comics while
I'm having a beer. A great day. Are they going to have, like, is it going to be more than just whatever normal beers places have?
They have, it looks like they had about 8 taps.
Okay.
And they had some good Tioga, and they're going to have Full Circle on tap.
Oh, yeah?
There.
Well, that's cool.
So that's kind of unique.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have bottles too, like bombers in there.
Oh,
you
nice.
Can order bottles of beer too.
Well, that's
so
cool.
They're going to, it's not going to be like huge craft beer, but they're going to have higher than average amount of craft beer.
If they have Tioga, if they have Tioga and something other than.
I saw they have XPA on tap.
Okay. Something other than XPA. Tamarack. Yeah. I'm fine.
They have Whitney XPA.
No offense.
All you gotta do is have the Whitney XPA on tap, and
that's
fine.
Perfect.
That's all I'm
having
right now. So that's all you need.
Speaking of, did you try the IPL?
I went there this weekend. I have Matt brought it on the show.
Okay.
And I went and had it this weekend too.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's wonderful.
They're India Pale Lager instead of India just an IPA.
Small
it's an
batch.
IP lager.
And it was really good. I really liked it. So that Friday night, I went down there, and I had that, and I also had the Orange U Glad Imperial IPA, which is, I'm not exactly sure. It's a blood orange.
It's a little too strong.
It's very boozy.
Yeah,
it was very boozy.
Boozy.
And I didn't mind it, but then I had the IPL, and that was just so crisp and nice and really like refreshing.
So they great for this
they
one,
were the, yeah they were a good it was hotness. A good it was a good parallel there or a good juxtaposition, I guess. So let's see what else
is Tom there? Hanks is coming to Kermit High.
Tom Hanks may be coming to Kermit High. Is he coming for sure?
I don't know. Well, he says he is.
So no, that's not what he said.
Oh, well, he said to get ready.
Gear up or something.
Gear up.
So, we'll make the story real short here. And Kermit High is trying to get Tom Hanks to come out for their, I don't know, graduation or something. Some sort of party that they're having, whatever. And so they were doing like a social media campaign.
Homecoming, I think.
Yeah, homecoming. Social media campaign. Bring Tom Hanks, blah, blah, blah. Tom Hanks finally like tweeted back at him and said, hey, guys, get ready. I don't know. I'd have to look at
it. Yeah, no, that's
back,
you said right.
It was something like that. It was like, you know, gear up, get ready
for
what I have. And so I asked
Rick. So everyone takes that to mean, oh, he's coming.
He's coming. So I asked Rick Bentley, who's our the movie critic at the Bee, and who
probably interviewed Tom Hanks.
He know like he has met Tom Hanks a bunch of times. He's seen Tom Hanks at a bunch of events. I said, is he coming? And he thought that it was probably going to be some sort of video that he was going to do for them. But he said, you know, you never know. Tom Hanks really is the kind of guy who. If anyone was going to show up at something like this, it would be Tom Hanks. So we'll see. Yeah,
that'll be cool. I guess he has a tie to Kermit via like his cousin went to Kermit, or his cousin's a teacher there.
Oh, okay. Something
principal. There's some sort of tie,
and there for the homecoming they're doing. It's themed.
Oh yes,
to Tom Hanks.
It's a Tom Hanks movie for homecoming. So that's you kind of dress up as whatever.
Is there a Tom Hanks podcast movie podcast?
I don't know. There should be.
What would it be called?
It would be called Get Off My
Get. No,
no.
That's
it. Would be.
We'll think. I'll think about it.
Wilson.
the Tom Hanks podcast.
Wilson, the Tom Hanks podcast.
So that's coming soon. We'll see. We'll follow that for you too, because that'd be kind of cool if they end up. Another one to mention quickly is this Addicted to Fresno movie that's coming out.
Is it?
It's already out, actually. Yeah. So it's out on demand and paper. I don't know, wherever else you can get it. You can download it, stream it, blah, blah. But it is, and it's actually had or is having a premiere in, I think it already happened in, well, it already premiered at South by Southwest. Yeah, it's been out. It was having like an actual premiere in New York. And then, but they were actually, it was going to premiere in quotes, I guess, at Real Pride this year. And it's still going to screen. So if you want to see it on the big screen, you can go see it at Real Pride. And that probably, that might be the only time you'll be able to see it on a big screen. Although they're sort of, I don't know. It's hard to say whether a movie like this will get big distribution or not.
Yeah, I kind of doubt it.
Whether it'll have a wide opening, and it's still kind of up in the air.
It's going to be a big Netflix movie.
Yeah. But anyway, this is a movie. We've talked about it before. It's about the sisters who are
cleaning ladies.
Yeah, cleaning ladies.
One of them, like,
maids at a motel.
Had to come back to Fresno because
Come back to Fresno, right.
She wasn't.
And originally, I think it was supposed to be set in Cleveland.
Huh. See, it was just. But it's all the previews I've seen of it, it's just using Fresno as that joke of like, I got to come back to my shitty hometown.
Right. You're a cleaning lady.
Yeah.
In Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
So I'm not real excited. I mean,
the people in it still, make it seem like it will be. It would really be really funny.
The people in it, but
this is what I gotta. I'm gonna go ahead and say this because I've seen. I was looking at a joke. It never had an official movie poster, and then I saw one today, and I'm looking at it now, and I'll pass it along to you so you can kind of get a look at it, you can see. That right here. So it's Natasha Lyonne, Judy Greer, Molly Shannon, Fred Armisen, Ron Livingston, and Aubrey Plaza. And if you look right here, there is a two sisters. So Natasha Lyonne, Judy Greer, and then Aubrey Plaza stand together. There's a red bucket, like a plastic bucket with a dude's arm and leg hanging out because they kill a guy.
Uh-huh.
And then Natasha is holding what appears to be a dildo. So I'll show you that. And you can see, because I think she's a sex addict.
Oh, that's the addicted part.
Yeah. Addicted to Fresno.
See, yep. I didn't.
So there you go. See it, watch it, love it.
It's a much better poster than.
Yeah, it's. I mean, actually not a bad poster.
I never got the addicted to Fresno.
Right.
Because you say addicted Fresno, it sounds like it's like this woman who just loves Fresno so much that.
Right.
That's what I've been accused of. So.
Right.
But I don't think that's what they mean.
And going back to something we talked about earlier, I'm looking now the. Season of the Throwdown Ribs. This is at the Fresno Grizzly. Famous Dave's versus Duke's Downtown.
All right.
And featuring guest judge Robert Wright.
There he is.
Who I assume is.
He knows his ribs.
And he's on the thing holding his ribs. It's so fun. Okay. There it is.
All right.
I guess we really kind of have. No, we. I think one more thing. We should probably talk about Francisco Vargas.
Okay.
Which is sad news, but definitely worth mentioning. Muralist Francisco Vargas, sign guy. If you are at all familiar with downtown Fresno, the mural district, I mean, he did a lot of the work down there. I think between. You know, Robert Amador and Josh Wigger, Mike Howe, Jason Graham, that group did a lot of stuff, and then Francisco. So a lot of what you see is Francisco stuff.
Yeah.
Both stuff that he designed, like the Fresno Stamp mural
on
the CVS, which is this gigantic, it's the largest.
Huge.
The largest postage stamp mural in the United States. It's like 130 feet across and, you know, 30 feet high or whatever. And then stuff that he actually painted, didn't design. There's a lot of stuff that he did for Granville on some of their lofts that he didn't design the art himself, but he painted the art. and was able to take someone else's work and put it on the wall. Mm-hmm. Really just a talented guy and one of those people, he's been doing it forever. Kind of one of these craftsmen who don't really exist anymore and really was instrumental in teaching a lot of the younger guys. So the Jason Graham and, you know, Robert and all those guys, he kind of taught them like what to do, how to be on the scaffold, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. And he passed away today, actually. And so there'll probably be some sort of gathering for him in about a month or so. I think they were planning to do it at Arte Americas. Big loss in that community. He had a bunch of stuff that I think he was still working on, not quite done yet. I think he was working at something over it for Bitwise.
That whole thing, mural on the side of the
I think he was working on some of that, and but just so much, so many murals already that went up. So there's a story up now on Fresno Bee, and I'll have one up in the next couple of days, I think. You know, just kind of talking about his legacy, because he really did do a lot for the community. So sad. But, you know, also one of those things where we can now go and look at all the stuff that he did and be real happy mm-hmm. about it. So from there, now we can go to plug it up.
Respect.
Right.
Plug it up.
What do you got? What do you got?
As always. Our podcast
network,
little baby podcast network called the
Dorktown Network.
We have a craft beer podcast that we talk a lot about a lot of local stuff. We've got Matt who runs the Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden.
Yeah,
there. So the perfect pour. Look for that. We got Dorktown talking about
Dorktown
stuff, pop culture, comedy stuff, and we have Get Off My Podcast, Harrison Ford podcast, still going.
Where are you at? What's the?
We are at. we just got done with What Lies Beneath.
Okay.
And
that's a good one.
Yeah.
Heart.
But
heart
now pounder. we're getting into weird. We're K-19.
Okay.
And Firewall.
All those crappy ones no one saw.
This is weird little section of his career we're getting into.
Where people forgot that he was an actor.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's the over-under on the new Star Wars?
Over-under...
Whether it's going to be awesome and he's going to kill it.
Yeah, it's pretty much over. Yeah, everything looks excellent.
Did you go and buy any toys?
I didn't. Friday? I don't have any money, man. Well, I'd stay away.
So there were, I think Friday. So they're
all Force, blown out.
Force Friday.
I know. I'm sure Bentley was out there.
He was there at midnight at Toys R Us.
I bet he was.
200 people in line to get into Toys R Us. You know, they all had the costumes on, the whole deal.
Yeah.
And I think they. I don't think they sold out completely, but it was picked through clean.
Yeah.
And he actually. So he was there early, and they let him in the store or whatever. But he didn't get to buy anything because he was there.
Bentley.
Because he was there.
Get me in here.
Because he was there early.
Oh,
and so he
had to be so tempted.
He didn't, right? No, he was, but he didn't want to buy anything because he was like, these people are coming. I mean, so by the time that he got,
why don't you work for the bee for 30 years and maybe you can get in the store and buy early?
By the time he got through it all, everything that most everything was gone.
Yeah.
But he did end up going to Target the next day, like in the middle, on his lunch break or whatever, and got some stuff. So
there was still some stuff around.
Yeah. So, but it's been. I went to Target yesterday, and it's pretty pit clean. So pit clean. At least the one I went to. So
damn it.
Yeah. I mean, they have stuff, but it's like all of the stuff that
nobody
you and me
about.
And whoever would go for is the real nerd stuff, like the kid stuff, like you would buy your kid, still there,
that's still there.
But all the stuff that
the adults that were the adult stuff, the adult toys,
all the weird stupid
the kid adult toys,
kid masks and are still there, the weird lightsabers and all that like kind of lame stuff. But anyway, so, anything else to plug?
Nah, just the Flowing with Famous.
Flowing with Famous.
Plug it to your friends, your Fresno friends.
Put it on
Fresno has a podcast.
Stitcher.
Local.
Yeah.
I did hear, because I've been like, man, local podcasts. There aren't that many. It's hard for me to find other ones in another city.
There. Oh, okay.
I listen to a lot of podcasting about podcasting podcasts.
That is so
meta podcasting podcast. That's like the most
looking in a mirror of a mirror of a mirror
shows I listen to, and that's so they have this one called Podcasters Roundtable, and finally somebody was on there talking about like the new thing is local. Like
yes, we are on it.
Niche, the new niche is local, and people need to be doing local shows.
Awesome.
And I was like, wait, I do that.
Oh man.
It's probably the oldest. Playing the Famous is probably the oldest
like local
podcast. It has to be. Because Playing the Famous,
yeah,
the brand,
Playing the Famous, has been around forever.
Not us on Playing the Famous, but the brand has been around since.
And talking the same kind of crap.
Like January 2005 or something like that.
Man.
And
talking the same kind of crap.
I think that's going to be a new wave is local podcasts.
Well, how do we get them to recognize us?
I want to get on there one day.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I can get on there, but it's like, it's always happens like around the time where I'm driving home from work or some crap like that.
Okay. Well, I will once again plug my day job at the Fresno Bee. So it's Fresno Bee, FresnoBeeHive.com. And again, if you like what's happening here on the podcast, you'll probably like the kinds of things that I write about at the Bee, because it's very similar. And actually, on this show, I actually probably talk more about what other people are doing than my own.
Rick Bigley, Rory, whoever.
A lot less about my own actual, but some stuff, right. Anyway, but that's there. And then my band, It'll Grow Back. It'll Grow Back's on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook, punk rock stuff.
New stuff coming out.
And we have some new stuff coming out soon. There's album art. I've seen it. Ooh. And it looks good.
How costly is it to put out vinyl stuff?
It's weird because... It sort of feels like there is a new record store, Dynamite Vinyl. It's what everyone is doing now. Like everyone's doing vinyl. Like people probably do CDs, but I think for the most part, people like the record labels, are doing vinyl. You could still get CDs a lot of times, but people are doing vinyl because that's what people buy. You know, like people aren't people aren't buying, they aren't buying digital like downloads really. Mm. I mean, I guess iTunes still does okay, but and they aren't buying CDs for sure. Mm. So if they're buying a physical product, it's vinyl, and like it's to the point where it's backed up because there's not enough vinyl presses to keep up with the demand.
Oh wow!
So especially like around record store day when it's just like everyone wants to get stuff done,
right,
it'll back everything up like 4 or 5 months. So there's a lot of people are still like waiting for records because the presses just can't run them all because there's not enough presses to do it, you know?
Right.
So it depends. I think it's definitely more expensive than CDs, at least when we looked at it, and it might be different now, but... and you know, it's kind of tough. It's still kind of a tough sell. You know, vinyl, you can get them out
to make your money back.
Right. So I know for us, like our best sellers are still people want like, you know, people want the CD. They want something they can take and put in their car or, whatever. We're actually going to release it on a CD, and that'll probably be, you know, we're going to do a very limited run, sell as many as we can. If we get enough money back, then maybe we'll think about doing something else after that. But, So anyway, that'll be out soon, probably in the next couple of months. And we have a couple shows coming up. I think we'll be possibly playing at Tioga in October for some event they're having in conjunction with the Fresno Zombie Society.
Okay.
I think they're doing like some kind of pint glass giveaway. Fresno Zombie has their own pint glasses or something. I don't know the whole story. But we were asked to play that, whether we will or not. I'm not 100% sure. We're playing a show in Stockton, which will be fun. That's like a kind of out of town thing. But yeah, people can just follow that around.
All right.
And I think that's it.
That's it.
So without further ado.
I've got a teaser for next episode.
Okay.
I just thought of it right now. I'm running it past Josh.
Okay.
Running it past you live. What is going on with Fuse?
Oh, man. Okay.
Next episode. That's great.
Let's do it.
Next episode. If those that follow the Fuse Fest
probably already know,
we're gonna tell you what's going on.
All right. So we'll think about that, tease it for you, and we'll count ourselves out. 5, 4, 3, 2,